Yet it costs nothing to the performer, any more than if it were a mere mechanical deception with which he had nothing to do but to watch and laugh at the astonishment of the spectators. A single error of a hair's breadth of the smallest conceivable portion of time would be fatal. The precision of the movements must be like a mathematical truth. Their rapidity is like lightning. To catch four balls in succession in less than a second of time and deliver them back so as to return with seeming consciousness to the hand again, to make them revolve around him at certain intervals, like the planets in their spheres, to make them chase each other like sparkles of fire, or shoot up like flowers or meteors, to throw them behind his back and twine them round his neck like ribbons or like serpents, to do what appears an impossibility, and to do it with all the ease, the grace, the carelessness imaginable, to laugh at, to play with the glittering mockeries, to follow them with his eye as if he could fascinate them with its lambent fire, or as if he had only to see that they kept time with the music on the stage, there is something in all this which he who does not admire may be quite sure he never really admired anything in the whole course of his life.